This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Minnesota cops responding to a 911 find a woman at a bus stop with a stab wound to her shin, swollen bruises on her face, and covered head to toe in severe oozing burns. At the hospital, the 19-year-old tells investigators her boyfriend, Jabari Jr., would not let her leave his apartment after they got in an argument. Over the next 2 days, he forcibly shaves her head, dumps pots of boiling water on her, and stabs her when she tries to arm herself with a knife. When her injuries become concerning, Junior drops her at the bus stop and tells her to lie about what happened.
Nancy, the victim, says Junior went through phases of caring for her, tending to her wounds and apologizing, then reverted to anger and violence. At the hospital, the 19-year-old is unable to wear a hospital gown due to the pain from her burns, and she can't open her right eye. She says she sustained the knife wound when Junior held the knife to her neck, and she tried to grab it from him. A search of Junior's apartment revealed he attempted to clean up after the attacks, but police found hair clippings, pots matching the victim's description, and sweatpants with blood on them.
Jabari Jr., 22, now charged with felony kidnap and assault. Florida Wingstop manager Carnelli Irene asked a loud group of high schoolers to leave the restaurant, but the teens start an argument instead. When one of them knocks a container of straws off the counter, Irene sprays them with ranch dressing. The teens continue to argue with the manager, who steps into the kitchen and returns with a bucket of hot oil. Irene tosses the oil toward the teens, burning several of them. Cops are called. Grease all over the floor and victims' injuries are enough to put Irene in cuffs. Carnielle Irene, 19, charged with aggravated battery and aggravated child abuse. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Louisiana, where a young sports reporter's life has been cut short while covering the Super Bowl in New Orleans. As Crime Online correspondent Sydney Sumner tells us, authorities have now made an arrest in connection with the case.
Adon Manzano, a 27-year-old anchor and reporter for Telemundo, Kansas City, was found dead on February 5th in his hotel room in Kenner, Louisiana, a suburb of New Orleans. Manzano was in town to cover Super Bowl 59. Surveillance footage revealed that 48-year-old Danette Colbert accompanied Manzano to his hotel room around 5 a.m. on the day of his death and departed alone approximately an hour later. Authorities allege that Colbert used Manzano's credit card at multiple local stores. Subsequent searches of her Slidell, Louisiana residence uncovered Manzano's credit card and cell phone, along with narcotics. Colbert has been arrested and faces charges including bank fraud and theft. In 2022, she faced felony charges in Las Vegas for allegedly drugging men and stealing their valuables, though those cases were dismissed when the victims declined to testify. The Jefferson Parish Coroner's Office is conducting toxicology tests to determine the cause of Manzano's death, with results expected in the coming weeks.
Authorities have not yet classified Manzano's death as a homicide pending these findings. A North Carolina judge has ruled that racial bias played a major role in jury selection and sentencing in the 2009 death penalty case of Hassan Baycoat, a black man convicted in Johnston County. Superior Court Judge Waylon Sermons Jr. found what he called glaring patterns of discrimination, noting that black defendants in capital cases were sentenced to death 100% of the time, while similar white defendants received the death penalty in less than half of those cases. Prosecutor Gregory Butler struck 75% of black jurors in Baycoat's trial, but just 23% of non-black jurors. Judge Sermons found Butler's explanation unconvincing, citing cases where white jurors with similar views on the death penalty were allowed to serve. Baycoat's death sentence was already commuted to life without parole last year by then-Governor Roy Cooper, but this ruling could affect other death row inmates with similar claims. The North Carolina Department of Justice says it plans to appeal.
Thanks, John. Queen Destiny Taylor, 25, calls her mom, Danae Stewart, to tell her she's on her way home after being with friends. 30 minutes later, she calls again, asking to be picked up after being in a car accident with a friend. With her brother on the way, Destiny calls again from an unfamiliar number, telling mom she's taken an Uber to her friend's aunt's house and her brother can pick her up there. Destiny says she's lost her phone, maybe leaving it in the Uber. The brother arrives at the Manassas, Virginia neighborhood around midnight. Uncomfortable, the brother leaves without Destiny. The next day, her sister gets a message from a random Insta account saying, "I'm not coming home." Destiny's family reports her missing. Destiny has now missed both her children's birthdays. Destiny, African American, 5'9", 150 pounds, long curly hair, last seen wearing a Buffalo Wild Wings t-shirt. Butterfly tattoo on left arm, piercing left cheekbone. If you have info on Queen Destiny Taylor, please contact Prince William County, Virginia PD, 703-792-6500. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.